Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, it has been a truly remarkable week in KZN. Yet again, there were so many species that came out. And irrespective of those odd days when there was rain, guys, the anglers that went out were really rewarded. So yeah, we're going to get into all of it in this week's show, where we are talking about 30 kilo cob that was released, a variety of species down the South Coast. We are talking about inedible action. Yes, those summer fish are here. Offshore is absolutely fantastic, especially on the bottom fishing side. And if you're looking for some freshwater action, well, they are virtually on every dam you can think of, as well as the NFFC with some amazing reports of what's been happening on that fly fishing side. And guys, we have got a very interesting report from Jesse, who's talking about the amount of anglers that are coming into the store to buy sardines and shad tracers, although the season is closed. So guys, brace yourself. This is one amazing show that we have lined up for you. And before we get into it, guys, here's a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that are open to get you ready and rigged up for the season that lies ahead.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this great content could be possible without the Kingfisher. So as we always say, support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher. Now let's get into all this great content that we are talking about, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's also provided me with some visuals of all these catches he's talking about. So if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, guys, go and check it out. And do not forget, you can find all this content on our WhatsApp channel as well. So without further ado, here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So guys, we've definitely had some really weird weather down on the South Coast the last few days. I kind of think it's been almost everywhere in KZN, where we've had lightning storms, humid days, rainy nights, wind blowing us off the planet. And it's just been insane. You know, it's our weather's so confused at the moment, but the fishing's been, I would say, productive is a very good word. Productive is a good word, Vinesh. You know, from the non-eds starting to show themselves, especially the sandies, the smaller ones popping up here and there, and even one or two of those bigger 20 kilos plus sizes are also coming out and giving the guys a good rev, especially the chaps that aren't ready for it. So I would say get your summer season kit out. I don't know about just, you know, the shorts and the baggies, but definitely the tackle though, Vinesh, because as we've seen, this weather can change overnight. It's absolutely crazy. All of the apps are predicting things differently. So yeah, again, just to see what happens. But that being said, let's start in Port Edward, where we've got Ant Nell with a 30 kilo bus of a cob. So well done, Uncle Ant. Absolutely awesome to see, and well done on the release again. You know, this chap always catches really good cob, and really good to see him releasing so many of these things for future generations. There's also been a few non-eds popping up that side, with sandies on the smaller size coming out there in particular. However, moving just north, Trafalgar, Munster and those areas have seen some bream action, but hit and miss in a couple of those locations. A bit further north, South Broome, Ramsgate has been a decent scratching area of late, with Pete getting himself a nice brusher. So well done there, ticking that one off the list, Pete. Moving along to Margate Pier, Amanda getting another bomber size of a stone bream. You know, this woman's just got a knack for these huge stonies. So well done again, Amanda. And good to see those fish around as well. Haven't seen a few of those coming up for quite some time, but she definitely does find them. And an angle also with the bronze bream of Margate Pier. Yuvonga Pier has been quiet, and so has Orange Rocks. Pretty much been the same, with a few fish here and there, but nothing really to write home about. You know, a couple of guys getting bitten off, which I suspect will be your smaller non-eds popping up here and there. Moving into the Shepe area, the guys got some very good cob and paddle tail the last couple of days, with our cob master, Tershi, getting himself in on the action. So well done there, Tersh. 20 has also been producing some nice brusher and rockfish as well. So that might be an area if you are wanting to come down for the weekend to maybe try and look at targeting some rockfish or Sharker's Rock, another area that's also been doing pretty good. Lastly, just moving really, really further north, we've got teal with a couple of smaller hammers in the Mzumbi area, along with some smaller kingies that I have seen coming out that side. So we're definitely seeing those summer fish, you know, your smaller kingies, your smaller sandies, your smaller hammers. They're slowly but surely working their way up. I do see that, you know, coming into the predictions for the future, I do think that it's going to be pretty good. We might just have a really banger of a season in terms of non-eds, but, you know, things can change overnight. The weather can change, conditions can change, and then we're all sitting there holding pole wondering where the fish have gone. Kind of like the sardines in a way, the Vinesh, but again, let's just, you know, pray and hold toes, hold fingers, cross eyes. Let's just cross everything. Getting into the weather, though, we do have northeasterlies for Friday and Saturday with it gusting between 30 and 40 k's for both days, with an average wind speed of around 20 k's for the whole of the weekend. Sunday, it does turn to a southwest and a wave swell of around 1.5 to 2.6 meters this weekend. They do predict a bit of cloud cover and rain, but I mean, as we've said earlier, Vinesh, it should not deter most of the hardcore anglers. The water temp, though, is something that I've been keeping my eye on. It does seem to be hovering around 19 to 22 degrees for most of this weekend, so fairly cool. I kind of suspect and predict as well, that's why a lot of these sort of non-eds are starting to show themselves, you know, I wouldn't say early, but, you know, they are being caught here and there. Also, sometimes unsuspectedly by some anglers not really targeting them. So that cold water does seem to be sitting around for most this weekend on majority of our lower south coast coastline. So let's see, it might just produce some really good results. You know, you might even see some maybe bigger hammers and bigger sandies popping up. And that's not a bad thing. But otherwise, guys and Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Guys, please just remember your licenses, your bag limits. Remember the closed and open seasons of certain species. Tight lines, stay safe, stay warm for this weekend, and let's see those catches. Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Adam. What a great report, my friend. Yes, productive was that operative word that you have used, because that's exactly what has happened over this past week on the South Coast. Those that put in the effort were certainly rewarded. As for the angler that caught that 30 kilo carp, well, you know, apart from that being a phenomenal catch, kudos to him for putting it back. What a top sportsman that we have down the South Coast. And Amanda with that huge stone bream. Guys, Adam sent me this image. I don't know how this girl does it, but it is truly amazing. I have seen her bring in this stone bream a few times. And I'm not talking small stone bream, like, we are talking about stone bream that I never thought could grow to that size. So, guys, go and check it out on our YouTube channel. Now, let's move on further down the coastline, heading into Warner Beach and Amanzantoti. We are with Gary from the Kingfisher. Gary has a great report of another good week of fishing in his area. So, guys, here's Gary, Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, there's quite a few fish around, eh? Quite a variety of fish in those windows of opportunity. the small windows seems to be these days present themselves weather-wise and sea-wise. Even if it's just the weather-wise, the sea's not too good at times. There's that sort of variety, really, that you would expect this time of the year anyway, to be quite honest with you. A couple of grunter coming out, stumpies, a cob here and there, and that's sort of 5 to 6, and then I hit a one of 15 today, and I think it was a red-eye belly, but sort of around the rocks. The beaches, you know, open beaches on that have been pretty exposed, and the water was going today, but I did have a couple of pulls with edibles along the open beach as well. Although the water is really very strong and going north-south, but the southerly sort of straightened that out. So yeah, I'll go tomorrow and when that window of opportunity is there, for sure that there's quite a variety of fish. Fish baits and sort of fillets and that have been pounced on by, you know, those sort of sizable sheds, so that can be a problem. But they seem to be everywhere at the moment. couple here, a couple there. Those other fish are around, hey, and they should be, even despite this very unpredictable weather that we've had and seas. Sees off colour along a lot of the flats, sort of greeny here and there. The chocolate by the mouth, ginger beer, but that's what you want, you know. And so give it a go, chaps, and let's see what happens in the week ahead. Until then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, that is exactly what we want. We want that ginger beer water because, you know, we still got all that cob coming through from Cobtober. Although we are in November, we know the seasons are pushing a bit later. But that variety of species is sounding absolutely amazing to go out there and get those rods bending. So in Warner Beach, we've got a variety of fish with the right water color and being with the right weather conditions. So, guys, make your way down there. Now, if you're not going down there, well, Durban is just as good. You're going to have to listen to this report from Mike V. It is amazing, especially if you want to go and fish the harbor. Guys, there are huge fish out there right now. And the talk of the town is inedible action. But amongst that, a fair amount of edibles are around. Now, following Mike V from the Kingfisher, we've got Brad Krubler with the offshore report. So, guys, this is what's been going on in Durban.
How's it, bud? With the good conditions, there's been good fishing. Everything from your edibles to inedibles to very, very big inedibles. The guys are getting some very good fish. Glen Ashley's side, there's been some big diamonds, apparently some giant honeycombs hooked. The guys have been able to stop them. All the way down to the basin, the Oaks have been getting some diamonds and grey sharks. Once you start looking totally side as well, Oaks are getting smoked, stripped. So yeah, in that whole batch area, Bluff included, everywhere the guys have been getting hidings, landing some nice fish, stumpies, grunters for the edible guys, couple of cob and giant shad in between, as well as some good edibles, like some mini honeys, sandies, diamonds. Yeah, the conditions have been right, the bite has been on in the rock and surf. So yeah, get your stuff together, get cracking, and start having a look at all your local spots. On the ski boat, Oaks will be getting some kuta again. I heard of two lovely kuta that came out. Good couple snook have come out as well, so they seem to be showing up again. One or two tunny around, which is a good sign. The bait popped back up. Some mackerel, red eyes, all that did make a smaller appearance. So yeah, that's also a good sign. The guys have been getting a lot of dogger, keelback, rock cod, all that stuff on the bottoms, which is nice as well. So just showing that even on the ski boat, the guys are having a good job. In the bay, as normal, some good grunter. The O's are getting some rocket grunters. Up to 4 or 5 kilos. I saw a picture of one, apparently it was 7.5. A beast of a grunter. The kingies have shown up as well. So those fishing light tackle spinning and ultralight spinning and that are having an absolute jaw with the kingies. Couple springing in between. Let's just hope they hang around for a while now so everybody can get their fair share of fun. Lager, thanks buddy. Have a good one.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the water temperature has still dropped down because of all the cold weather and the bad weather we've had. It's sitting at like 20, 21 degrees in places. So the game fish have disappeared. But on the bottom side, the bottom fishing has been pretty darn good for the last week. Some very nice soldiers. There was a couple of crackers that I heard of. And also, there's still the garrick are still quite prolific in the shallows. So guys, yeah, hopefully this water warms up so the popcorn bream can arrive. But yeah, guys, that's all I can do for now. So guys, tight lines and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it. I knew Durban was going to be fantastic. Guys, I just want to reiterate how accurate our reporters are. When there was no news, they just told you there is nothing happening. But they did say after those couple storms, the fishing is going to be amazing. And boy, were they right. Now, if you want to hear what Mike V's prediction is, stay tuned to the end of the show. So far, since we introduced the segment, Mike V has been 100% accurate with his predictions. So let's see what happens this week. Now, let's move on up to the North Coast where we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher, Bolito and Salt Rock with some very concerning news, guys. And you know what? It is actually some really good awareness on this topic. So please pay attention to this one and spread the word. This is exactly what the show is about.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's all right. We've had a decent week of fishing again to follow up from last week. I wouldn't say it's as good as last week. I think the hype has kind of died down a little bit. I can still see a lot of guys coming in to buy bait. So we sold out of sardines just before our new delivery came through. And that's always a good sign that the fish are biting. Unfortunately, we are selling a lot of sardines, which can only mean one thing, that the guys are targeting shad. And we always preach about the ban season, size limits, bag limits, all of that. And I think this week I just want to talk a little bit about the conservation side of things. I was speaking to a guy that came into the shop here, and he took something like 6 or 8 packets of sardines, 1 kilo sardines. And I said to him, what are you fishing for? And I kind of knew what he was fishing for. But I said to him, what are you fishing for? And told me, no, the shad are biting all over Belito, Salt Rock, Sheffield, down to La Mercy. And I said to him, are the guys catching them and taking them home? He says, yeah, one guy got 30, one guy got 40. A lot of guys got fish up to 20, up to a bag of 20. I said to him, do the guys know that it's ban season? He says, yeah, but they got to feed their families. I said to him, nobody needs to feed their family with 40 fish. That's excessive. He says, yeah, but things are tight. We had a really, really bad season last year. And this year, things came on the bite really nicely. So I said to him, why do you think it is that we had a really bad season? Because the previous year, when we had a good season, everybody was catching 2 to 4 kg shad. They were full of eggs. Thousands of shad babies in each shad. And a lot of those fish that came out were, not a lot, 90% of those big shad in band season are pregnant, they're full of roe. And the following year, you see the effects of it. If you catch one shad this year of, let's say, 4 kilos, it's got thousands of eggs in it, literally thousands of eggs in it. That one shad this year relates to, if we go by rule of thumb for mortality rates in shad, if a shad has got 100,000 eggs in it, literally something like 500 shad will actually make it to maturity out of those babies. But that's 500 shad from one shad that we will never see, because they were taken by anglers who disregarded the law for the sake of taking fish home. When, you know, and I always tell a lot of the guys, if it's ban season, you're desperate, desperate, desperate for food. You know, take the money you're going to spend on bait and go buy yourself some food with that money. Your fuel that you used to go down to fishing, your fuel that you used on all of your tackle, go buy food with it. You don't need to go and catch 50 shad, you know. Those fish don't keep well in the fridge. I'm convinced that a lot of the guys are selling the shad. And it's just quite sad, you know. If I don't mind if the guys are absolutely desperate and they want to take one fish home just to eat, you know. If at anything, and I'm not condoning it, but don't take the big fish. Take the small fish, the non-breeding stock. Take the bare minimum that you need, if anything. So a very controversial one. A lot of the guys rely on fishing. They need fish to survive. It's just really sad to see what's happening with the guys taking so many. But anyway, 1st of December, it's time to fish for them. You're still going to catch the big ones at that time. And I'm not saying go and keep all of the big ones, but the guys that are making the excuse now that they're fishing now because the shad are big, those big fish are still around in December. If you're desperate and you can't say no to taking a fish, that's the time of year when it's actually legal to do so. So guys, just and keep an eye on that, and try and educate the guys next to you. If you see somebody taking fish in the ban season, educate them. Don't swear and shout at them and get violent with them. Educate them. A lot of the guys don't know. And if it gets really bad and you want to phone and report it, you're more than welcome to. That's on you. But, you know, we try and keep things positive on the beach. The first step is education. Everybody going down to the beach, they're bringing their children with them. Their children are seeing this. The children grow up from a very young age thinking that catching 50 shad in the ban season is the right thing to do because their father and their grandfather did it. We need to start educating people, especially if their kids are present. The kids need to know that what's happening is not right. We can do that. I think it's a step in the right direction. I think it's the first step we need to take. So yeah, onto a more positive note. I think the guys that are fishing for fun, catching and releasing, are doing incredibly well. There's a couple of guys that I speak to that have gone down in the mornings, every morning. They're spinning for shad. They're catching a heck of a lot on spoon, just using a little Falcon spoon or little Toby spoon. The guys that are willing to waste their soft plastics have been catching them as well. A couple of guys trying for cob on soft plastics, catching a cob or two, and then in the mix, you know, getting some shad on it as well. So artificials, the guys are catching. We haven't seen too much on the kingfish side of things. It's a little bit slow, but definitely shad, quite a few cob around as well, especially in the Sheffield area if you want to try for some cob on paddle tail. And then the one thing that we saw last week, which is probably the highlight of the week, there's quite a few snook around it, and not many people know about it. So if you get down to the rocks and you can see there's a couple of guys on the rocks, respect their space. Don't go fish right next to them. Look for the next point and go fish on that point. And there's absolutely nothing worse than going down to the beach. You've spent months waiting for the snook to come on the bite. You finally found them. Then you go down the next day and your spot is just crowded with people and it becomes unbearable. You can't fish like that. So if you go down to the beach and you see the guys fishing on the rocks, don't go stand shoulder to shoulder with them. It's very uncomfortable and it's not pleasant. Give them their space. They've worked hard to find those fish. They've worked hard to find that spot. Go and fish at least 20 meters away from them. Show some respect for the other anglers on the rocks. As far as your other species go, we've still had a good week of bronze bream, although a lot of the anglers, the local guys, are targeting shad instead of bronze bream. But the bronze bream are still wild. There are plenty of bronzies around at the moment. I've seen some good catches of some stumpies. Again, I said cob, not only on lure, but on bait as well. We've seen a couple of the non-eds starting up. I mean, we've had some poor weather, but the guys fishing comp got a couple of fish with some browns, some blues. A couple of guys told me they got some milkies, some spinner sharks. The Garrick team to have disappeared. I haven't seen any catches of Garrick. They're probably sitting out a little bit deeper. And I'd say that's roughly it for the surf. Going onto the boats, the guys have been doing really well. When the weather's been alright to go out, they're catching snook. The guys are now down at Floaty, and those areas close to that caught quite a few snook last week. The water was a little bit dirty, but as everybody knows, or most people know, the snook do turn on the bite after the rains, so it will only get better from this point. I have arguments with guys sometimes, just casual banter. Everybody says winter is the best time of the year for snook. You catch the biggest snook, you catch the most snook. I strongly disagree. I find that my best time of the year for snook, where I've caught the most snook, whether it be on the boat or the surf or the rocks, has always been November. I've done the most damage on snook outings on the boats and the rocks, all the way from November through to December, spooning on baits, no matter what. And I find that it's a lot more active. You catch a lot more fish on spoon. It's a lot more pleasant to be out there because of the weather conditions. So if you've got a nice flat day after the rains, when the water starts to come down, currently the La Mercy River is open. And that is why Mfloti has been fishing so well.
a lot of smaller fish come out the river, prawns come out the river, squid come out the river, and snook eat all of that stuff. And that is why they are in those areas. So everywhere from Seabell, restaurants, Stud Rock up in Westbrook, all the way down past and Floaty, is going to be really, really good fishing for the next, I'd say, 2 weeks. So get down there if you can. Go have some fun fishing the river mouth. Don't route off a tuna or a kuta. We have seen a couple of kuta coming through as well. The guys up north are catching a heck of a lot of fish. Vidal, St. Lucia, Mapulan, all the way up Sudwana, they're catching fish. Those fish are moving down fast and furious. They're really, really coming down quickly. So I think we're going to have an absolute cracker of a season coming up if it's already started this early. I did hear of a Dorado or two that came out of Tinley Manor. So the Dory seems to be well on the way. Let's hold thumbs for that. As far as your freshwater side of things go, I've heard of some decent bass fishing. Albert Falls seems to be fishing phenomenally well. I don't know what the update on the hippo in the dam is. There hasn't been any Facebook post that I can report back on, but I'm waiting with bated breath. I'd love to know what the outcome of that situation was. So if you are going to be fishing Albert Falls from the shallows, just keep an eye on that. The hippo was moving around from the river to the slipways, so he is active. So just keep an eye on that. Albert Falls, the guys on the boats did extremely well. I saw a lot of fish up to 4 to 4, maybe about 4.5 kilos, judging by the photos, but definitely a lot over 3 kilos. So head up to Albert Falls if you've got a gap. Weather seems to be stabilizing slightly. I took a look at WindGuru this morning and I see that we've got a bit of wind coming up, but there are a lot of gaps, a lot of morning gaps, a lot of afternoon gaps. Today the weather's going to be really nice. Yesterday the sea was lovely. I'm waiting for feedback from the guys on that. So let's see what happens, guys. Please fill us in, let us know what's happening. We appreciate all the feedback. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. I couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, there is no need for me to repeat what you said or elaborate on what you said. You hit the nail on the head with that one, especially when you see what you see out of a tackle store. Yes, thank you so much for that awareness, my friend. I'm sure many anglers agree with you and they would, God willing, educate our youth about moving forward from here. So apart from that shad, lots of other species coming out from Bolito and Salt Rock. I am so glad to hear that the good fishing is continuing because, yeah, the last month hasn't been all that much fireworks, but boy, they are back and they are going to be getting even better because from my report from further up the north coast, Amshlali, well, Martin has been sending me some visuals. Check that out on our Angler News WhatsApp channel. So that's if you want to see what the water conditions are like, you know. Thank you to Martin for that. And then thank you to Savika Roots for providing us some reports of what's been happening at Tugela, Tinley Manor, Blythedales and Kwazi, Stanger, those surrounding areas. Guys, it has been a great time for that inedible action. If you are the type of angler that is out to get those rods bending and really flaunt your muscle and strength with some stingrays, some blue rays, honeycombs, sandies, guys, that is the area to be. And apart from that flatties, there's also some decent sharks in between. Now moving on up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia, once again in edible action, but the harbor has been producing some decent fish, especially if you are on the spinning side of things. As for St. Lucia, well, I didn't hear much from Boise, but I did see that the offshore fishing, well, I'm on a few WhatsApp groups over there, and that offshore fishing, guys, it is still a tuna fest. There are a couple nice-sized Dorados that are coming out, already the first signs of that. But every single day, there is a fair amount of tuna coming out and some decent sizes at that. So that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg with the latest news off the Midlands.
Hey there, guys. So with crazy hot days interspersed with thunderstorms and rain, it looks like summer appears to be finally settling in. So if you're wanting to get out and throw a line, you are going to have to become an expert weather watcher to catch the dry spells in between. Unless you like fishing in the rain, waving a carbon conductor under a ceiling of electricity. Not my favorite game, I must say. On the hot days, watch out also for late afternoon thunderstorm activity. The recent hailstorm in the Midlands of this week would have been no fun to be fishing in, and so don't ask me how I know. The rainfall reports of last week note some 20 to 25 mils on average for the Midlands, with some places receiving in excess of 60 to 70 mils. For the most part, the still waters are full and the rivers are running well. And after the lower than expected water we experienced in Giant's Castle last week, fingers crossed, and here's hoping that some of this week's rainfall made it into my valley. Returns have been received from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers from all three of our local trout streams, being the Mgani, Moy and the Bushmans. Both the Moy and the Mgani produced fish of 7 to 11 inches, that is 18 to 28 centimeters, with the Mgani additionally giving up fish in the 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter bracket. The Bushman's return noted, fish were rarely on the prod, and a good number of fish in the 11 to 17 inch, that is 28 to 43 centimeter range, with most fish taken on nymph while fishing a dry dropper rig. No mention of water temperatures, but no doubt still in the early double figures as a result of the rain and a recent snow up top. The NFSC still waters saw a good number of fish coming to the net over the last week. Water temperatures are still pretty much perfect, sitting between 14 and 18 degrees. There were a few fish in the smaller end of the tape, in the 11 to 15 inch, that is 28 to 38 centimeter bracket, and a few more in the 15 to 19 inch, that is 38 to 48 centimeter, and 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeter classes, and two fish reported in the 21 to 23 inch, 53 to 58 centimeter class, just shy of the magical 24 inch or 60 centimeter mark. Fish were reported to be regurgitating quote unquote gilly minkies. So a great pattern to throw out, and one of my personal favorites is a zonka minnow. Another report noted using a dragonfly nymph, which is yet another firm favorite on the trout menu. Of note is that the final two rounds of stillwater stockings were recently undertaken by the NFFC, which completes the annual stocking program for 2023. It is anticipated that these fish will be coming back plus size on the anglers' returns in short course. No reports or pictures to be seen from the bass anglers, so we trust that the fishing is still on both at Albert Falls and at Midmar. But guys, the only way to know for sure is to get out there and do let us know. Word is that the carp and barbel are active at Albert's present, with a 9 kilogram carp being reported on fly recently. Hopper or cricket patterns are being used to target both these species. For the bait anglers, chicken hearts and chicken livers will serve you well for the barbel. An update on the hippo in Albert Falls is that Msinsi Holdings, the guardians of the water that is, have identified the owner of the hippo, and that arrangements are being made to relocate. In the meantime, all guests visiting Albert Falls are requested to be vigilant and inform the reserve manager of any sightings of the hippo. With the lower reaches of the rivers currently in spate, there have been no reports in from the scaly anglers. Stoke Fontein anglers, however, have had a good day last week after the cold and miz from the days before. Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reported that after a slow start, the waters warmed up, and by midday, fish started moving and some excellent smallmouth yellows were taken sight fishing from the banks using a hopper pattern. Guys, please remember to leave your areas that you fish in a better condition than when you got there. Take a few moments to pick up litter and take it to the nearest bin. Tight lines and screaming reels, and do remember to pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another great detailed report, my friend. We truly appreciate your effort into these things because, I mean, wow, you really get into it. And I had to play that back. A 9 kilo carp on fly. I can only imagine what a great feeling it must be to catch a fish of that size. And thank you for the update on the hippo. Yes, it did concern me last week when I was at Albert Falls. Yeah, I kind of was looking more over my shoulder than actually where I was putting my bait. So thank you for the update on that hippo. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. I think, you know, no matter where you are heading, you will get a fish. Whether you're on the south or on the north, whether you're chasing edibles or inedibles or fishing the harbor or freshwater fish or chasing that bass, guys, KZN has it all. The weather's looking good. The water conditions are looking good. The fish are on the bite. It is going to be a great season. And you know what? This past week, I was just thinking, you know, it's a crazy time of the year. You know, we're all trying to round off and we're feeling that deadline pressure. one thing that can just, you know, prevent us from cracking or snapping at the end of this line is going out and wetting a line. So when you're out there, make sure to keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, respect the close season, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.